me. Don't look down. Can you read the seat number?
Triple Z9002.
What's that dripping?
It's my nosebleed. Just don't complain. Right, here we are. Excuse me. Sorry. Coming through. I think we should have bought the DVD rather than watched it.
Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. If it's any consolation to any of you, I don't know if you saw the people walking on the top of the O2 as you came in. These are shitter seats than you've got. They're walking on the top of the O2 going, I think he might be talking about us. I think I just heard something.
Give me that glass.
Yes, I think he is. I'm getting some atmosphere now. So look, do you think I've lost weight? Is that something? Come on! I'm so hungry! So the truth is, I lost quite a lot of weight and I'm putting it back on. I wanted to look good on my DVD. I can't actually see what I look like. I keep trying to, but that's actually the most frustrating thing for me. I can sort of see from this side. Oh, yes, I do. I look okay. I've lost a bit of weight. I've got to that stage where it's going back on and I'm in denial. I'm lying to myself about it. I still weigh myself every day on the scales, but I do it first thing in the morning. I take all my clothes off, take my watch off, breathe out. And then I stand on it, but I don't stay on the scales for it to tell me the full reading. I don't know why I do this to myself. I'm lying to myself. I literally just sort of go, that seems fine. What's for breakfast? I've got these old-fashioned scales. I've actually twiddled the thing below the zero. I'm exactly the same. It all started last year. Sometimes people, when they lose weight, they have a moment in their life, and they think, that's it. I'm going to go on a diet now. I'm determined to lose weight. And I had a thing happen to me. I was on my son's iPad. I say it's my son's iPad. He's only 10. It's obviously my iPad. But he has it a lot. If you're a parent and you're raising your children without the use of iPads, I applaud you. I don't know how you're doing that. iPads are magical. They're magical. They shut your children up at any time, day or night. My eldest, he wakes up at about 5:30 every morning. He just runs in. Morning! I'm like, not for me. And I just frisbee an iPad. Fuck off. 88% battery, that's you for 2 hours. Go on, lower the brightness. We might get more time out of it. They're so lucky, our children. They've got iPads and iPods and iPhones. In our day, we had iSpy. How shit was our life compared to the lives our children get to enjoy today? iSpy with my little eye, something beginning with C. Is it cloud? No. Is it car? Yes. Your turn. What? I actually played Thumb War with my 10-year-old the other day to show him some of the games that we had to endure. I said to him, do you want to play Thumb War? He's like, shall I download it? No, you can't download Thumb War. This is a battle between my thumb and your thumb. You know, you interlock hands, you declare it, 1, 2, 3, 4, you don't go straight into battle. I declare Thumb War. Then you sort of jockey for position. Then you hold the other person's thumb down and then you're the winner. And I did it with my 10-year-old. He's got his little 10-year-old thumb. I've got my huge daddy thumb. I thought I'd go easy on him. But of course I didn't realise that he's been texting since he was born. He was some kind of thumb war ninja. I didn't even see his thumb moving. It was like a mini matrix. He was just beating me over and over again. Ah, stop doing that. Get back on the iPad. But sometimes you need to use iPads. You see, it's a pacifier. You know what it's like. Parents know what it's like. Sometimes you need to calm your children down. You need a break. You need a break from your children. The best way, of course, to pacify your children, as we all know, is drugs. Actual drugs are the most effective. Calpol is the drug of choice for children. You give them Calpol and they have colds and runny noses and stuff. But there are side effects. You notice that it sort of calms them down, makes them more lucid. They sleep through the night. They become better people. You prefer them. Yourself almost hoping that they get slight little colds and things. Someone just needs to sneeze near my children. Achoo! I think we should give both children Calpol just in case. I remember the first time I gave my eldest Calpol, he was a little baby. We were so worried about it. My wife and I, we kept rereading the instructions, 1.5 mils. You know, apologising to his little runny nose. So, Mum and Daddy, we love you so much. We're so sorry to have to put this foreign substance into your body, but we wouldn't do it if we didn't love you. Within a few months, we're just hosing him in the face. Go to sleep! It's even more fun now because you don't have to put it on spoons. Oh, it's so satisfying. They come with these little plastic syringes and you just suck it up and squirt it in their little face like you're filling them up with petrol. Sometimes they don't even know I've done it. They're just watching telly with their mouths slightly hanging open. Just come in with a couple of loaded syringes. Right, that's the kids done. Come on, darling, let's go upstairs for some us time. Frisbee a couple of